Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population U!
Population Robinson, Becky Robinson.
Thank you for being here.
We are glad to have you. Beck Robs, this has been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming.
You know how much we love you.
We brewed it. We've been brewing this tea for a while now.
Because it's twisted tea. No, because you are thankfully super busy doing great stuff, and I love every single sketch thing you do and you post.
The characters you put on Instagram and on TikTok are so fun. The E-Show. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, the dance show. Oh, that was fun. Oh, so many good times.
Let's go. There's so much fun stuff. If you're not following this woman, please do. We'll tell you how to do it in this show, but really, this is a show that focuses on the dumb.
Dumb people, dumb behavior. I know you've been out in the world and you...
I've had some like extreme fuck-ups lately too.
Great.
Okay, you sent the email and you're like, if you can think of anything you've done
That's for our Patreon. We're going to get deep into Becky Robinson's trunk of fun, so to speak. But let's get into a story right away. Dan, go for it.
Okay, this was sent in to me because that's how you do it. At Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town.
That's how you send it.
Sent in by Evan Rood at I Love Chumbawamba, L-U-V.
I want to knock this guy down just to get him back up
again.
Just to allow him to get back up. Is that Evan Rood? Is that Rood?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Evan Rood, isn't that also the motors for speedboats?
An Evan Rood?
Couldn't tell ya.
I'm pretty sure. That's my...
You've definitely done a lot of wakeboarding in your day.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah,
I was good skier. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah?
Well, I grew up in Oregon, like, in a weird cul-de-sac, and so it was like...
I thought you were going to say in a weird cult. You were a few words away from saying in a weird... I grew up in Oregon in a weird cult.
In a weird sex cult.
A lot of cul-de-sacs are kind of culty.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cult, just a lot of deer, raccoons running around. It was like you either do every sport, or it's like people go down. It's drugs.
Drugs or sports. Those are your two choices.
I'm on the slopes. I'm not sniffing the slopes.
All right, ready for the headline?
Ski through snow or smell snow.
Roommates get in altercation over insect argument.
Oh man,
it's a fight about bugs.
Yeah,
damn.
That leads to violence. A Texas man.
So is it going to be a fight about you take care of the spider? Is it a my turn versus your turn type of deal?
But Dan just said a Texas man. So I'm like,
if we're talking Texas, it's got to be
guns come out. Guns are coming out.
Big insects.
Big insects, but guns will come out.
Actually, no guns.
What?
I don't think. Maybe there is a gun.
I mean,
we'll find out.
You've seen the video of like the spider that like eats a bat. You know, like
in Australia.
It's so big and it's just like eats a whole bat. I'm like, oh. God,
a Texas man charged with assault beat his roommate with a wooden stick after a pre-dawn fight Sunday stemming from an argument about mosquitoes.
Beat him with a stick.
About mosquitoes. This is Dumb People Town,
this
guys.
This is Dumb People Town.
Like, ready for this name,
you
too?
You win. You win the argument.
You win. There's
people
no
have
need.
Names, and I was like, if I met them and they were like, this is my full name, I'd go, okay, just so you know, you're eventually going to end up a story on my podcast that I do with the Sklar Brothers. Mm-hmm. This is this person's name. Victor Simone Shavers.
S-Y-M-O-N-E.
Victor Simone Shavers.
Shavers.
Not Shavers.
Shavers.
Wait, okay. This is the guy who did the hitting?
VSS.
This is the guy with the stick.
VSS. Yes.
Carries a big stick. VSS carries
a loaded name.
Loaded name.
Also, if you you shorten it down, like if he just goes by Vic Shavers, that sounds way cooler.
Vic Shavers sounds like it could be a sponsor of our podcast.
For sure.
Sure. Well,
guys, are you in the Vic Shavers Club?
Guys,
every month they send you a stick that you can beat the shit out of your
nuts.
Shave your nuts or beat the shit out of your roommate with a stick.
Vic Shavers is also the guy in the pro wrestling match that's going to lose.
Right.
He's a jobber.
From like Albany, New York. Yeah. From Albany, New York. Vic Shavers.
And then The Undertaker just beats the shit out of him.
Just a guy who doesn't even have a jacket.
Promo code Mosquito.
Victor Simone Shavers attacked his roommate and left him needing stitches, Dallas police said in an arrest warrant affidavit. Officers responded to the residence at about... Anyone who want to guess?
He said pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn. What do you think it was?
Pre-dawn? Let's say around 3 a.m.
And this happened from the night before. This Jay, isn't a wake up, let's start fighting.
I'll guess for fun. I'll say 5 a.m. But listen, let me just say this. They say...
That's a long argument. Or started...
When do mosquitoes stop being at... Like, when did they go to sleep? Like, you can walk out at like 6 a.m.
No, they're either alive or dead.
They're up all the time. But wait, here's my thing, Dan.
Like most things.
They don't tucker out.
Right.
Why are we not saying former roommate? If this person chooses to continue to be the roommate of this person, then I don't want to blame a victim.
Get out
but
of the
like,
relationship.
Get out of that apartment.
Well, are they sexual?
What's, I don't
know. No idea. It
just says roommates.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Right. Maybe he likes getting
Vic Shaver.
What did you say the time was?
I said 5 a.m. She said 3 a.m.
I'm going to go right up the middle, 4:20.
Nice.
Stop.
Once officers responded to a residence at about 2:42 a.m.
Oh, you were right. There you go.
And found Shaver's roommate outside with a bloody face.
So the face,
I wonder if he left or if he was like, get out. Get out of here.
You know what mosquitoes love?
Bloody face.
Bloody face.
The roommate told police Shavers assaulted him shortly after they argued about, quote, what a mosquito looks like.
What?
This is the
There's
whole fight.
There's no way
fight.
To find it. There's yes, no way to look it, that up
we
online.
We have the internet.
This is the whole
Google
fight.
It, Google.
What a mosquito looks like.
It looks like this thing on my phone right here. Like, there's no other way to put
it. How would
it.
You describe it, though?
Like they have, they? Like, a thin...
Like
transparent wings.
I was going to say a gnat with longer legs
thin,
and a weapon.
Yeah. Long legs.
And then a
spare
and a little thing.
Stinger. God, I fucking hate mosquitoes. Okay.
Do they have bug eyes?
No.
No.
They don't.
No. Do they have any eyes?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. Okay.
Jay, I mean, I don't want to argue about this.
No, let's don't look it up, Jay. Let's fight about what they look
yeah,
like.
Yeah. What are you saying it looks like?
I told you. Look
Give
like
me that stick.
They look like a gnat with longer legs and a weapon.
Okay. No, they don't, Dan.
Yes, where they do. I'll fight you about it.
It's like a fly without the eyes.
The affidavit says the argument escalated into a physical fight when Shavers told his roommate he, in fact, did not know what the insect looks like, while the roommate argued otherwise. So the argument was, yes, you do know what they look like.
Wait, so it's
you
not
do
even...
know.
Wait, Becky, it's not even what does an insect look like. Yeah. It's, I don't know what it looks like. Yes, you do. So he's arguing that he has more knowledge than he
Why
has.
Why do you lie to me about the animals you don't know? Why?
You're always playing so dumb to me.
Yeah. You dress for the animals you don't know.
So Shavers told his roommate, we'll call him Mike. Shavers, Vic told Mike that he did not know what the insect looked like. The argument from Mike was, yeah, you do, Vic.
Yeah, you do.
Vic yeah, Shavers then, quote, grabbed a stick behind his bed.
That's it? That's it was just, it. You don't, you know.
I'm sorry. It's
I know what they look, I don't know what they
well,
look like.
The bed
yeah,
stick.
You do. Bath.
Honey, where's my bed stick? I had it here last night.
It's in the bathroom. Nope, that's the bathroom stick.
Pantry?
Like a kid who can't properly say breadstick. Where's my bed stick?
Bed stick.
Shavers then, quote, grabbed a stick behind his bed and started hitting his roommate in the head at least how many times? How many times did Mike get hit in the head before he goes, I'm out, fine,
I'm
you don't know.
Eight
times.
Oh my God. Who kept track? I don't know. Let me
So Mike did.
15 times.
Okay.
I think 11 times.
Okay. He got hit in the head with the stick at least 6 times.
Oh my God. Have you been in this fight before?
That's when
you knew the time and the amount of hits.
She knows what a bed stick is.
That's when the roommate, who we've called Mike, managed to grab a metal bat from his closet and hit Vic Shavers while he was defending himself. Okay. So now we've got a stick and a bat fight over what a mosquito looks like.
Not what a mosquito looks like, whether or not you know what a mosquito looks like.
What's the Texas law? Like stand and deliver or whatever?
No, stand your ground.
That's
stand
Florida.
Your ground. Stand deliver was the Jaime Escalante movie about the guy who taught math.
The roommate scuffle left both men with cuts and one with a swollen right hand, which was possibly broken, the affidavit. States. Vic Shavers admitted to responding officers that he struck his roommate first. Vic Shavers was listed as an inmate in the Dallas County Jail on Thursday afternoon. He's charged with aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury and assault causing serious bodily injury. They wrote that twice, and I don't know why.
And
according to jail records.
If I may add, assault causing bodily serious bodily injury.
No, he caused bodily injury.
We'll get out of here on this. How old is Victor Simone Shavers? He does not know what a mosquito looks like, so stop telling him that he does.
So he says.
He will hit you with a stick even when you get a baseball bat.
This wasn't even a dispute about what a mosquito looks like. This was a dispute of knowledge.
Feeling like you... Don't lie to me.
Don't short sell yourself.
What a mosquito looks like.
I believe in you more than you believe in me. Right. You do? Smack, smack,
no,
smack,
but Becky,
smack, smack.
Do you remember a time when people were like, I want to be as smart as I can possibly be? This guy is arguing that he's dumber than he, you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah.
He's
and the other guy's like, I believe in you.
But also, if he
you're
doesn't
not that dumb,
know what a mosquito looks like, which is wild, especially in Texas. If he doesn't know what a mosquito looks like, he doesn't know what a mosquito looks like.
I'm picturing either 30 or 2. Like, are they toddlers? But then you hear Vic, you assume old.
Old,
Vic's
Victor old.
Victor Simone Shavers.
Old Vic.
Big smoker.
What do you want to go with?
I mean, I kind of want to say like 6. Feels like Sandbox.
They're definitely men.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're adults.
Yeah.
They're adults.
Okay.
6 on the inside, but how
then
old?
Then maybe like probably 35.
35 years old. Jason Sklar.
I want him to be 70. I want him to be 70 so
he
bad.
He can be in your heart.
I'm going to say 70.
I think I'm going up that way too. I think 57.
57?
Yep.
Okay.
He's a few
story
years.
Story number one, we'll end with this. Because Victor Simone Shavers, who does not know what a goddamn mosquito looks
according
like and has
him.
A bed stick to prove it, is 43 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I think
43.
You said 35.
35.
You're win again. Yeah. Holy shit.
Well done, Becky
Robinson. I've known him for a long time.
I know. You understand this bed stick fight.
This is family.
That's story number one.
Story number one. It's a lot of stupidity. When we're going to take a break, when we come back, we'll find out what Becky Robinson is doing, how you can follow her, how you can see her live if she's in your area. All that stuff coming up after.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we always tell you, we have a Patreon where we're doing new versions of Cheap Seats called Cheaper Seats 2.0. It's us making fun of Spelling Bee Kids, World's Strongest Man competition.
It will all get you in the mood for our new TV show that is coming out on UFC Fight Pass this summer called The Nosebleeds, where we basically take a look at the old weird footage in the UFC catalog and we make fun. We do sketches. We pop out. Rob Corddry, Tony Hale, John Hamm, Marilyn Ricegub,
Andy Richter,
all people who participate in this show, and we're so proud of it. Daniel worked on it. It was just a blast. So we're very excited that's going to come out soon. So we'll get you all the information, and hopefully when it comes out, you guys will just bombard the UFC at UFC and just let them know how much you love the show.
If you're in Indiana and you're a Soapbox Derby fan,
come on.
Dan is hosting in front of like 30 to 50,000 people.
That's on June 18th, the Soapbox Derby races. If you're in Des Moines, you want to hang out with me, do that. Otherwise, you should be checking DanielVanKirk.com for my July and August stand-up dates, which should be announced very soon.
Oh, and get the new cookies, the Dan Van cookies, which are called
Hub City
cookies at
yes.
Three Best Bakery. They're so, so, so good. All right, Becky Robinson, where can people find you?
Cookies.
Yeah,
yeah,
Dan's got family
recipe.
Family recipe
it's
of
unreal.
Cookies.
Yeah, they're so good.
Partnered with this great bakery in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
And
we had like, so during the pandemic, this is so nice. I actually love talking about this. Someone was asking me about this. What did you guys do during the pandemic?
We did live shows on Zoom
through our friends at the Nowhere Comedy Club, Ben Glebe and those guys. They were so nice.
And we got to see our fans. And there are these women who do, now it's one more, it's always
Suze,
one more.
Yep.
Suze, who does this bakery in Arkansas and is like connected with Dan. Dan had his family, had his mom made cookies. They had old family recipe. Mm-hmm. And when Dan was little, he said, am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Mom, you should make these cookies and sell these cookies.
Right. And that never came to fruition, and now it did.
And now it has come to fruition.
They're phenomenal cookies.
Oh, they're so good.
I believe in these cookies more than I believe in me.
Stop. They're really, really good.
They're really good. So pick those up. All right, Becky Robinson, what is up and how can people see you?
Should they start by just following on social media?
Yeah.
All of my accounts have very different names, so
okay. Perfect.
You can find something somewhere.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, my personal is at Becky Robinson 4, but then we've got Entitled Housewife, Susie Chapstick Skis,
so
Donnie
funny.
Cush California.
Entitled Housewife is one of my favorite
just
characters.
Walking in a neighborhood with a drink and saying hello to neighbors who aren't
but it's
there.
So complex.
It's so deep.
Layered.
It's deep. It's so layered because I've seen people try and do the Karen person. This is like... It's so much. Every time I see something, I'm like, you guys want to go look at Becky Robinson, what she's doing, because once you do, you're going to stop.
It's not a broad brush stroke. It goes deep.
It's very much, it was birthed during the pandemic when I like went and I was staying with my parents, and the character is like exactly both 50% my mom and dad. So I think it was just like, it took a little bit of both of them and all of the lines. I don't know.
You're inspired. We watched you do it at the Netflix is a Joke golf tournament, and you were just being so funny. I was like, "Oh, more of you on the range. Just come and just fuck with everybody.
Be there." Was it? Did
I
the
feel
stuff
more comfortable as her than myself?
That's
a lot of the
when
time.
You're improvising as this character. I mean, as Dan, who's a phenomenal improviser, as characters can attest with him. It's like once you start just improvising as that person,
you probably don't even realize what's going to.
Well,
come
I'm like, I'm not even looking at Becky. I'm like, I'm looking at this crazy, whacked out, like, entitled housewife who's just riding around on a golf cart with like a drink that's sloshing around, and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah, clubs are flying, everything's frantic. Yeah, well, I haven't spent more than like, you know, a holiday at home with my parents since I left for college, and so I was around them, and my dad was just like, yeah, golf is all we have. It is all we have to get out of the house for 2 minutes during this pandemic.
He's right. And
he was right.
He was right. But I was just like, I kept hearing him, and he was wearing two golf gloves because that was like his form of PPE.
Oh, God. Sure.
I was like, because those are so clean.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my mom, my mom has had like major health things, and so she's kind of futzing around the house, and she's like, you know, I want to go to happy hour with the girls. I want to go to the Thirsty Lion and have a Cosmo. And it just,
Thirsty Lion.
It got so like angry or something, and they went out of town one day, and it just exploded out of my mouth. Like,
that's great.
The lines were just never ending. It was like the first time I laughed myself, I think, during the pandemic. So I was like, maybe it'll make someone
Entitled Housewife has her own.
She's got her own socials. Okay. Yeah. She's got at Entitled Housewife and then entitledhousewife.com.
So you did the Heavy Pour tour. Is it still kind of in the mix? But you did the Heavy Pour tour, which were like huge venues and stuff.
Really fun, yeah.
And all these people are coming out. So my question to you is, who's coming? Is it... Are you, because you're making fun of a certain element of the population.
But are those people coming out, or are people coming out dressed as those people?
Yeah,
what is
it? They all come out dressed as like some version of entitled. Sometimes they'll bring their rackets and shit to the shows.
No.
Tennis rackets, badminton, anything.
Super fun.
Yeah, the visors, the skorts, everything. And they'll be in line like, trash, trash, fill your fucking divots. And they're all kind of like quoting it and stuff. And there's times when I'm like sitting backstage and I can just hear it. And I'm like, oh man, it's like.
Crazy, and they love it.
It's just 500 of them, you know. And
they're
will
they go with
out.
The other stuff? Because you're doing other things too. I mean, like, Susie Chapstick is like, she's, you know.
Susie's outfits don't fit me post pandemic. Still 80s one piece outfits.
Oh my God.
So we'll have to circle back to that. Yeah.
Ski bibs.
Oh yeah. They're just so skin tight. But yeah, I do like 35, 40 minutes of my own stand up. I start as one character, and then I do stand up as myself, and then entitled.
Closes it out.
Every now and then I'll add one or two more characters.
Awesome. Great show.
But there's sketches in between when I like run off and change and stuff, and there's a lot of like audience interaction. So yeah, I'm in Austin next week. I don't know when this is coming out, but
when do you have dates? Like, do you have dates in June or no?
Uh-huh. June 2nd, I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club. I think we just added a late show. And then June like 10th, 11th, Irvine all weekend.
Great.
Awesome.
And then we're about to announce a bunch of fall theater dates for like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, just a bunch of places we didn't quite get to in the first
place. It's just, to me, there's justice in this world that you're filling up theaters. It makes me happy.
I got to have a big stage.
Yeah.
You do.
But that's right for what you're doing.
Oh, my God. It's perfect.
I think that's actually...
The beauty is you can do it in front of one person or 1,000 people. It's the same hilarity. I've seen it in front of a handful of people, and it's just so funny. BeckyRobinson.com?
It was taken by this crazy cat woman.
Of course.
She's big. You have Google alerts set up for you. It's embarrassing to say, but she's like always the one getting fresh press. It's like, alley cat strike.
No!
And it's this woman with like this little bowl cut, and she's like saving the cats. But God, no, my website's BeckyRobinsonTheGreat.com.
Yeah!
I like to keep it humble.
Hey,
you know?
We're SuperSklars.com. Same deal!
Someone took Sklarbrothers. All right, so you will... Go there, see if she's coming near you, and go see it.
Go see it. You will love it. Fresh, funny, hilarious.
All right,
should we jump into
another
story?
Let's just send him at Jeff Feldman, at Jeff_Feldman. Thanks,
that's
Jeff.
A new person.
That's
I don't
so
think
creative.
Yeah.
I mean, the underscore really.
He's not messing around.
No. It kind of underscores how creative he
is. Here's the headline. Grandmother uses white witchery to threaten officer.
The hell is white witchery?
White witchery?
I don't know.
White witchery?
I would think it's a friendly type of witch. Wouldn't white witchery?
White witchery.
Can I
tell white people witchery?
It's like Billy Idol.
Dark witchery. Yeah.
Billy Idol's white wedding. I was at the country store, the Canyon Country Store near my house, and I took my son down. It was like 10:30 at night, and he's like, "I want a snack." I'm like, "All right, let's just get out of the house. We'll go down and we'll get some sort of treat or snack." And walking out of Pache with like beautiful women all around him was Billy Idol, and I'm like, "That dude right there." That guy was
a huge star. Deal.
So then we're watching 16 Candles for the first time, like I'm showing it to him. And as they're driving in the car that night with Anthony Michael Hall and the woman, the song is with the Rebel Yell is playing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "You know who's singing that song?
The guy we just saw.
And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Pause the movie." And we open up the thing showing a video. And I'm like, "So maybe White Witchery is a offshoot of White Wedding by Billy Idol.
It's a bad day for White Witchery." Mm-hmm. A grandmother is accused of threatening a Hollidaysburg. This is in Pennsylvania. That's a town.
Hollidaysburg.
It's like a holiday every day here.
Hollidaysburg police officer with what she calls, quote, white witchery. If he did not drop her grandson's felony drug charge, Pennsylvania State Police report. So she says, "You have a charge against my grandson. You drop it, or I'm going to get you with some white witchery."
I have a tale of a newt.
I have no idea.
What is white witchery?
What do you even?
Her name?
I was used telepathy to talk to your manager.
If I just read you her name, you would have caught up to the fact she's a witch without me telling you anything else. Celestia Barker III.
I knew it was going to be
Wait, it's
Barker.
A woman who's the third?
Yes.
Becky, I've always said that you should be, I think women should be able to name their children after them and have like, there
Why
should
not?
Be a Becky Robinson 2, a BR2.
And then a BR3.
And then when that kid has a kid, a BR3. There should be a BR3.
And then it should be B. Arthur.
Celestia Barker III, 74 years old, of Williamsburg. Is accused of calling Hollidaysburg police while she was at UPMC Altoona. This is a lot of details.
Let me
matter.
Ask you this. How many shawls do you think Celestia
Well,
Barker
it's white witchery.
Owns?
I don't know. Is it different?
It might be kimonos.
You right.
Think it's well, kimonos. What's the difference, but, sure. you know.
She definitely has something with a drop sleeve.
Yes.
Where oh, there's like a yeah, lot yeah, of room yeah, yeah. between her wrists.
And
like,
a lot of bracelets.
She's like Pennsylvania Stevie Nicks.
So then...
flowing frocks. Uh-huh.
She called on March
27th. Just like a white witchery sings a song Celestia's singing.
Woo, baby, woo, baby,
said who.
We're going to get sued. On March 27th, she called to ask an officer to drop the felony charges against her grandson, saying, this is what she said, he only had a small amount of marijuana and a pipe. To which I go, I agree.
Drop
I
agree. Him.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's
Who
the deal?
A shit. Hollidaysburg.
Well, Hollidaysburg may be a very serious town.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
It feels like a place you can't dance. Hollidaysburg.
Yeah. They too.
They only drink eggnog.
Yes.
All year round. We going to Hollidaysburg? You know you can get that eggnog in
hey,
October.
Are we going to Eggnog Fest over in Hollidaysburg?
It's in August. God, can you imagine in the heat of August?
Just hot nog.
Give me one of them hot nogs.
Hot dog? No,
hot
the nog.
If you hot nog a woman.
I can think of it, but we're going to lose a lot of listeners.
I think.
And she stays. If you hot nog a woman and she stays, make her your wife.
Should be illegal, Becky.
Why am I just picturing jizz being poured on someone's head?
Oh, I don't know. Hey. I bought, by the way, without alcohol.
It's jizz in a Santa's hat.
Stop. I have bought eggnog just to drink it without alcohol in the holiday season.
Sure.
Really?
Like
I like
quart of it.
I like a good nog.
Like
from
the carton?
Yes. Carton. Bought a carton and then been so ashamed that I will drink it on the way home from the grocery store and throw it away.
By the way,
you
can't get a big carton of the nog.
It's
you
only
have to get like
slim,
that very sure. slender... It's like one cup makes like 20,000 cups of nog.
Yeah.
I tried looking up hot nogging. It doesn't exist.
Well, me and the girls went hot nogging.
There is a thing
we
called
did it again.
Hot noggin hats. But that has to do with your noggin.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Hot noggin.
There is a thing on Etsy called warm noggin.
She let it the record state, Court, that Becky came up with the term hot nog, and then sure. we took it yeah. to a very
hot
terrible
noggin. Hot noggin.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't find anything. Here we go.
So this gal.
Right. She allegedly told officers, this is the grand, this is Celestia Barker the third. She allegedly told officers that she practices witch activities, which makes me feel like you don't. I'm into witch activities.
And the officer's like, which activities are you into? And
she's like, witch activities. Right. Like, I know.
I'm asking you which.
Right. And I'm saying which
and
activity.
I'm asking you which
I'm
one.
Saying which.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And then it just, that's the
She
news.
Said he'd be in jeopardy if he failed to drop the charges.
He'd be in jeopardy.
I would be like, so what are we talking?
I'm like, that's a threat.
Can
Tell
you
me
threaten an officer like that?
Well, she then, well, she allegedly.
you're like contemplating it.
Celestia then gave the officer examples of what that meant.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
let's hear it.
Him falling down the stairs or feeling like someone pushed him. Yes.
Some ghost shit.
She said she wasn't threatening.
That's not witchery. That's I'm going to come up behind you and push you.
This is what I love. She said, Celestia, that she wasn't threatening anyone, but just, quote, making statements.
What if she...
Be a real shame if you slipped down
statements.
The stairs.
I'm just making statements.
Yeah, you're making statements.
I'd like my son out of jail, and I'm just making statements.
I'm just saying you could fall down the stairs.
What if, all of her statements involved him falling down the stairs in some way? Like, she couldn't get that creative. Like, you could fall down the stairs, or feel like someone pushed you down the stairs, or tripped over your feet and fell down the stairs. All right, lady, what is it with the stairs?
You're going to slip at the top of a staircase and then fall down.
You're going to be watching on your phone.
You're saying I'm going to? I'm just making a statement.
You're watching the HBO dramatization, the Netflix dramatization of the show The Staircase.
And you're going to fall down.
I think it's on HBO Max.
It is. The officer
nice
hung up.
Man. Have you seen it?
Have you seen the doc? Have you seen the doc?
Yeah, I've seen the doc.
I'm hearing good things about the show, though.
The doc is insane.
Oh, it's so
What's
good.
That on? HBO?
I think it's on Netflix.
I think the doc is on Netflix where it's literally.
It's maybe too many episodes.
Yeah,
it
always
is
are.
Way too many episodes. Dan, what did you say about
the middle
making
where like,
a murder where you're like,
I don't remember.
Could have done it in five.
Yeah, if you just took out all the yeah.
Yeah.
If you just took out the yeah,
yeah.
It would just be done in three episodes.
Yeah.
The just officer hung up on Celestia Barker, but she proceeded to call back numerous times and even called the Blair County Dispatch three different times. One of the times, she allegedly spoke with the dispatcher at length, telling them she would use white witchery on the officer if the felony charges weren't dropped.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a threat, Becky.
She ended up making statements on the phone to the dispatcher for how long? How many minutes do you think they let her just talk about things that would happen? Yes.
I give an hour.
Okay.
Right. You got to let her go.
You got to let her, yeah.
Because this is when you put it on speaker
minutes.
And 30? Invite everyone to come in your office.
30 minutes.
I think you let her go. Yeah, I think it's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
I can see her also being like some white witchery. Like I might, and then she'll say things that will inevitably happen to you.
Right.
You might have a heart attack.
Yeah, for sure. Right. You're going to run out of gas. You're going to have less gas than you thought you did, and you're going to be late for a thing.
You're going to get the shits.
It may not happen now.
Right.
You are. It's going to really hurt.
You're going to try that new chicken at Chipotle and not like it. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Put some white
she spoke to
on
the
you.
Dispatcher for 23 minutes.
Wow.
That is a long time to talk.
Yeah.
When state police questioned Barker, she replied, yes, I did do that. Is there a law against it? After being told there was a law
Actually,
against it.
Yes, there is.
There
intimidation
is.
By phone.
Celestia Barker then explained to the trooper that she practices white witchery. Again, this is the third time she's told people this. Minimum three.
So
maybe
this
more.
Is, and again, this is when you do a comedy show and people are like talking during your show and they're like, but it's her birthday. You're like,
who cares?
I don't care. I practice white witchery.
Who cares? I mean, we're not talking about doing it. We're talking about
practicing.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Not doing it.
Not a game.
Not actual not white witchery. Not a threat. Not
just,
a threat.
Just
not
practice.
We're talking about practice.
She said that she practiced white witchery and that they, quote, best be looking over their shoulder. You can't stay this
house. Jesus.
State police then listened.
It'd be a real shame if you fell down the stairs.
State police. Now remember.
Or someone pushed you
she
down
called,
the stairs.
She got hung up on. Uh-huh. She called numerous times. Mm-hmm. Someone answered. She spoke for 23 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then she talked to someone else again, mm-hmm. right? State police then listened to three different voicemails. This.
Damn.
Get you a grandma who cares this much about you. I will say that.
Yeah, the pot charge is looking kind of small right now.
Right. State police.
It's like when a professional coach is like, it was my fault. Like, the kid just completely screws up. Yeah, and it's like, I called the wrong play. Like, trying to get the heat off the kid.
I know. Yeah. He fumbled off his leg.
State police then listened to three different voicemails from Celestia that she left at the Hollidaysburg Police Department. Barker allegedly told officers to think about dropping the felony charges. Otherwise, there might be, quote, some consequences. Oh,
this is a threat.
It's pretty entitled when you think about it.
When I first heard the phrase white witchery, I was like, that's very entitled.
Yeah.
Maybe your character needs to like
start practicing white witchery.
Delve into it. I've been looking into this.
I got a crystal.
I got one crystal. I'm thinking about practicing white witchery.
I'm doing
some crystal
practice
and it's a
spells.
Full moon.
Doing little spells.
I could see her saying that if she's like at the grocery store and they keep not restocking her favorite Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Sure.
Man,
like, I'm going to start practicing some white witchery.
Get some Sauv B up in this.
You better get those New Zealand crisp Sauv.
Barker
over here.
Is now facing a felony charge of threatening unlawful harm to a public servant to the judicial process. She was released on a $10,000 unsecured bail.
Wow.
So she got in trouble.
Leave her alone.
White witchery grandma who's threatening everybody if they don't drop charges against her grandson.
I'm just making threatening statements. What's wrong with that?
Is that a bad thing?
I'm just crossing the line and breaking a law.
It's white witchery privilege like that bothers me.
Sure.
It really bothers me.
We need to be more diverse in our witchery.
That's story number two, my friend.
Daniel, give us a little taste of what we can hear.
There's a goat.
There's a goat.
I hope yoga's involved. Also, for our Patreon fans, Becky Robinson is going to tell us a stupid thing that either she participated in, she witnessed. Look, at times she's like, I can be a magnet for this shit. You have to join our Patreon to hear it. And then on the other side of the break, for the rest of you cats, we've got a goat story. It's Dumb People Town.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Joseph Gaccione.
Hey, Gaccione.
I got you. Wisdom, WISDUMB. Wisdom. Huh?
I don't even know what she said, but it made me laugh.
All right, ready for the headline?
You could even repeat it.
Virginia Sheriff's Office praises GOAT for assistance in chasing suspect.
This is just them being on Facebook, right?
Yeah, of course they're on Facebook.
It's just cops being like,
but
we got a Facebook.
But it's a great, cute little goat story.
Tom
a Virginia
Brady?
Sheriff's
is it Tom
Office.
Brady?
Yes.
That goat was the greatest
Dude,
of all time.
Tom Brady chased them. Who?
Dude, Tom Brady.
It was a goat.
You're not going to believe it.
A Virginia Sheriff's Office is thanking a goat for assisting deputies during a foot pursuit with a fleeing suspect this month. The goat, named Gracie the goat, helped two deputies flush out a suspect that they were chasing on February 13th, pre-Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes help comes in all shapes and sizes, the sheriff's office wrote on Facebook.
Shut up.
Captain Scott Barker, I don't think any relation to Celestia.
No. Barker the third.
Yeah, Captain Scott Barker said Deputy David Parnell came across the suspect while investigating a case in the Fieldale area of Henry County, the Martinsville Bulletin reported.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
After telling the suspect he was under arrest, I'm assuming from a distance, which is probably never a good idea.
No. Hey, sir, you are under arrest.
Come over
sir?
Here. You're under arrest.
You. Nope,
come
sir.
Here. Come here for a sec. No,
let me
don't
tell
go
you
that
why.
Way. Come
Where's
back
he
here.
Going?
Walk to your
That's exactly what
doom.
Happened. After telling the suspect he was under arrest, the suspect fled on foot, leading Deputy Parnell to chase him through a fence line and across a field. This is where it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
During the chase, Barker said a goat from the property joined the deputy
in chasing the guy.
Wouldn't you think, like, hell yeah, goat? Like, you're just running and this
that
goat
is
switch.
Sheriff John Parnell and Goat Boy.
That's where it went. He went from being a goat to the goat.
The goat. When Parnell and the goat reached the next line of the fence
You know what I'm going to say. What? Parnell and the goat is the new Rizzoli and Isles.
That's right.
And this is actually your closest comparison because they are actually trying to catch a criminal together.
They are
fighting crime in fields all across this county.
When Parnell and the goat reached the next line of the fence in the field, the goat continued through the fence in front of the deputy and chased the man into the woods. So the deputy was like, I'm done. The goat was like, We're not done.
I'm just getting started.
We're not done. Yeah. I got him.
You wait here, Parnell. I'll go get
this. Looks back. It's like, cover me.
Yeah.
Boom. Into the woods.
As Parnell surveyed the situation, the goat and a deputy on the other side flushed the man out of the woods, and he was taken into custody.
The goat did its job.
Yes. That he didn't even sign up for. The goat just saw it. It was like, this guy? Let's do it.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Right. Chasing this asshole down? Right. Got it.
This is a good goat.
This is like such dumb people town, too. Like, goat helps arrest criminal. That is perfect. And you know, there would be a parade for the goat in dumb people town.
Yes.
He'd be deputy. They'd give him a gun, and then he would accidentally shoot himself in the foot.
He'd eat the gun.
Hoof.
The hoof.
A hoof.
Gracie's got a Glock.
There you go.
Gracie's got a Glock.
We're going to get sued. Okay. So then the goat chases him out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was it? Flushed man out of the woods. He was taken into custody, Barker said, according to the Martinsville Bulletin. Barker said the goat was returned to its owner after the incident was resolved. Authorities have yet to provide the name of the suspect. Fieldale's about 70 miles southeast of Blacksburg. That's story number
Virginia.
Three.
Virginia.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Just a fun little.
So they definitely brought the goat into the police station to have a party.
Do
they,
give him a little badge, a little
medal,
vest. I hope he has a little vest.
I would love it if like someone's like, where's the goat? And then like it's in the evidence room just eating a bunch of cocaine.
Sure. And then they're like, goat. Then,
all right, let's go.
And then like Parnell's like feels responsible, like has to cover up for the goat. Yeah. They're like, no, he's fine. He's fine.
Good. He's good. He's going through something.
You're going to lose somebody like that off the force for fucking up one time?
I sort of feel like that sheriff was probably like, he just seems like such a newscaster. Like, it just goes to show you, folks, that help comes in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Case closed. And then they cut to the goat, and the goat's like, I got 2 weeks left till my retirement.
It's like,
I want the goat to be voiced by Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. Oh.
2 weeks left till my retirement.
I thought you were going to go like Training Day with the goat. Like, it's Denzel.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You got this guy. I mean, you're telling me. I gotta flush this guy out of the woods. You ever seen this?
It's
my father. Right. You ever seen this? A guy goes into the woods.
chasing the guy.
I'm like, he's the cop. I gotta get in there and flush him out like I'm a goddamn tidy boy.
Oh, it's awesome. That's story number three. I love that.
Oh, what a great story. The animals are gonna help us out. Maybe maybe it's not the robots, but it's the animals that help us find our way forward. Becky Robinson, you're the best. Thank you for coming and joining us.
You guys are the best.
Follow every single one of her, you know, Entitled Housewife.
Right.
Becky Robinson for all of it. But, I mean, you can find it.
BeckyRobinsonTheGreat.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go see her live.
All right, guys. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.